The federal government is ignoring a Senate inquiry's advice on the World Heritage-listed forest in Tasmania. The inquiry has released a scathing report condemning the government's proposal to delist the forest. Environmental groups are warning that the forest wars in Tasmania will reignite if the World Heritage Forest is delisted and logged. But a spokesman for the Tasmanian Special Timbers Alliance says they don't have enough wood and would like to take trees from the World Heritage area. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
The extension of Tasmania's World Heritage Area is the centrepiece of the so-called Forest Peace Deal. But the Coalition opposes the deal, and they want the World Heritage Committee to reduce the Tasmanian extension by 74,000 hectares. It's a move bitterly opposed by the Australian Greens, and their leader Christine Milne is on a Senate committee that has today told the government to stop trying to remove the forest from the World Heritage Area.
If a country like Australia decides that as a result of a political whim, it can destroy its World Heritage Area to facilitate logging, that will send a very clear message to other countries that they can adjust their boundaries for uranium mines or any other kind of mining, logging, tourism, development, or whatever they like. So it would be a real blow to World Heritage globally.
The Tasmanian Liberal Senator Richard Colbeck says the government will push on with its request to have the 74,000 hectares delisted. The area contains some plantations and areas that have been previously logged. Senator Colbeck says it should never have been World Heritage.
And I think the Tasmanian community said at the federal election last September and again at the state election in March that they want to have a forest industry. They want to sensibly use our resources in Tasmania. But they also want and value and want to maintain the wilderness world heritage values of the outstanding area that is the original estate. And so I think that there's an opportunity for us to have a win-win-win all round.
The World Heritage Committee will hand down its draft decision this week. A spokesman for the Tasmanian Special Timbers Alliance, Andrew Denman, is hoping the area will be revoked. Mr. Denman builds boats out of specialty wood, and he says the forest agreement and subsequent World Heritage listing is putting pressure on timber suppliers.
The TFA has had a terrible impact on the specialty timber sector. We've seen a massive reduction in supply of timber, in some cases over 90% for some species. We've also seen a doubling and sometimes a tripling of the resource price as well, all because of a political agreement to restrict access to a sustainable resource. So if the World Heritage Committee decides not to approve the federal government's request to remove 74,000 hectares, obviously that 15,600 hectares of specialty timber area that could possibly be accessed will not be available, and that will have an impact on industry.
Vicar Bailey from the Wilderness Society is one of the environmentalists who negotiated the forest agreement, and he wants to keep the World Heritage Extension intact.
The industry has restructured, and similarly, the specialty timber sector needs to readjust and accept that fact. There are plenty of specialty timber operators and specialty timber workers that are saying, keep this World Heritage List, keep the Tasmanian Forest Agreement, and let's work with what we have.
Environmentalists have already been back in the forest protesting against the World Heritage delisting. Vicar Bailey from the Wilderness Society says that delisting the World Heritage Forest will spark more protests.
If these World Heritage listed forests are indeed delisted and they are indeed logged, clearly people will continue to stand up for their protection, not only here in Tasmania but across Australia and around the world. And that's not only people that care about the forest, that's people that compare about markets and where they get their wood from.
Environmentalists will travel to Doha next month to lobby the World Heritage Committee when it makes its final decision on Tasmania's forests.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.